Florida Socialist Senate candidate Angie Nixon campaigns on abolishing ICE, granting swift amnesty. By Hannah Knudsen on August 19, 2026. Florida's Democratic Socialist of America, DSA, Senate candidate Angie Nixon is running on a platform of abolishing Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, finding a swift path to citizenship for illegal aliens, halting mass incarceration, and implementing universal health care. Nixon, a Democrat member of Florida's House of Representatives, won her primary in a surprise upset against famed Trump hater Alex Vindman. She's running on a socialist campaign that includes several radical talking points which Democrat primary voters have embraced across the country. Her campaign website states that she will fight for the Working Families Guarantee, which includes a swath of free programs, Medicare for all, free childcare, free paid family and sick leave, a national rent freeze and moratorium on evictions, and a universal jobs program. She claims she will pay for these measures by taxing billionaires, getting big money out of politics, and halting spending on overseas wars and violence. Her priority list has Medicare for all at the top, promising a program that provides treatment free at the point of service, with no premiums, no deductibles, no copays, and no surprise bills. This includes reproductive care, which for the left includes abortion. The free services do not end there. Nixon is campaigning on pre-kindergarten, a socialist policy with high favorability across America, as well as universal child care. New York City's Zohran Mamdani has happily touted the inclusion of universal child care for two-year-olds, seeing it as a winning issue with the left-wing base. Nixon is calling for cradle-to-career public education, which will include tuition-free public college and trade school and the cancellation of school debt while also increasing teacher wages. On the housing front, Nixon believes there needs to be millions of new affordable units built nationwide, a call that leaves concerns about population growth in her state unaddressed. She also hopes to expand Section 8 vouchers. Despite stating that she seeks to pay for these programs by cutting overseas spending, she actively calls for surging humanitarian aid into Gaza and West Bank while fighting for a political path of Palestinian self-determination. Restoring U.S. participation and funding across U.N. agencies is another priority, despite her pledge to cut overseas spending to pay for the plethora of free programs at home. The socialist is calling to end mass incarceration, which she says includes federal decriminalization of marijuana and investment in treatment over incarceration for substance abuse. She also calls for demilitarizing the police and abolishing ICE. In fact, her platform calls to rebuild immigration enforcement from scratch. The new system should be built with civilian oversight, due process protections, and a mission that reflects American values instead of terror tactics. Her platform states, calling for a swift path to citizenship for Dreamers and undocumented residents, and a moratorium on deportations pending a full audit of enforcement practices. Nixon also thinks that the climate crisis is an existential threat. Further, her campaign calls for statehood for Washington, D.C. She will face off against Senator Ashley Moody, RFL, who was originally appointed by Governor Ron DeSantis, R., this November.